Lawrence, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on The Daily. Now, earlier this week, South Australia announced plans to build a new gas-fired power plant and develop Australia's largest battery to help secure its energy supplies. What do we make of this one?
That was a surprising announcement, but it wasn't necessarily the wrong move. What I found really interesting about that is that while I think that Jay Weatherill might have got the technology mix about right with that proposal, I'm surprised it hasn't been something which they've sought to get from a more market setting of a policy. So simply going out and saying, look, we'd like to have this extra capacity, extra resilience in South Australia, and asking the market to provide it with policy settings. And potentially the reason they weren't able to do that is due to the divide between the federal landscape and the state landscape in energy policy. States have control of energy policy, and they have that through an organisation called COAG, the Council of Australian Governments. But at the same time, the federal government has environment policies and carbon and renewable energy target type federal policies, which do impact the energy market. So there is a bit of a split there to what the states have control of and what the federal government has control of. I think that I saw some really interesting commentary actually last week after the Premier in South Australia announced that. Instantly, the federal minister, Minister Frydenberg, came back with a retort saying that South Australia's going it alone and they're not playing by the rules of the market, and they're forgoing the cheap power from Queensland with this state expenditure on generation capacity. And I actually had a bit of a heart then for South Australia, because it's not just about price in the Australian market. It's about price and security, and about customers having their best interests at heart with both of those factors. And I think it's really important for South Australia to have the energy security that its consumers want. And I think I'd go a step further to say that maybe that energy security should be priced into a market in the same way that we have energy priced into a market, maybe not just provided through government-picked solutions.
Well, indeed, South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon stated that South Australia doesn't have the luxury of waiting 5 years, as we're facing an energy crisis right now, and looking at some of the plans we've got now. Has he actually got a point?
I think he does. I think it's important to get moving with something. And it's a shame that planning hasn't happened before this time, so it's just led to this crisis. And this is really the issue here. And there are a couple of ways, I think, around the problem. One is, as you've seen, the increase in generation, and that's been talked about at a federal level with the Snowy Scheme, as well as down at the South Australian level with a gas plant and a large battery. Increasing generation isn't the only way about it, though. I have some very smart colleagues who would suggest that perhaps the way to do it is to increase the transmission line capacity between South Australia and the rest of the state. So bringing it a bit closer and a bit less isolated from the rest of the national electricity market. And I think it's also important to think about how maybe there are demand management techniques that could be used. So signals to consumers that maybe not using all their appliances at once, but still allowing the air conditioner and things, is actually really valuable for the resilience of the electricity market. So there are lots of different ways to skin this cat, and I'd really like to see different technology, because there are different policy settings tested. But I also do agree with Nick Xenophon in that sense, is that it's time to, I think, put some solutions in place, because we've probably lasted the worst of it for this summer, but next year is not so far away.
Well, the Snowy Hydro expansion project that you mentioned there, announced yesterday by the federal government, for a layperson, what is this going to involve?
It's a bit like you've got your car and you've got the fuel tank and the engine, and you decide that you want to swap out the engine for a bigger model, or just increase the capacity of that engine. So what we're proposing here to do with the, or the federal government's proposing to do with the Snowy Scheme, is to add additional power to it, additional engine capacity, but not actually increase any of the reservoir sizes. So that should, to a large degree, allay some of the environmental concerns that people often have with hydroelectricity, because there are no additional reservoirs being planned. Essentially what it does, though, it means that the fuel tank will only last half as long at full capacity. Now, that might be enough. I haven't actually seen numbers on this, but I am still concerned, though, about where the power is being generated and where it's needed. If you're making a lot of extra capacity in the Snowy scheme, you still need to get it to the places that it's needed. And the transmission connectors into South Australia aren't particularly strong. And I've actually been recently saying that maybe even the transmission capacity between the Snowy scheme and up to Sydney wouldn't be strong enough at the moment to carry the full capacity. So it's probably still going to need a transmission upgrade to make it fully beneficial. And perhaps generation close to home in South Australia might be better for South Australia's problems.
Well, both Senator David Leinholm and Senator Xenophon have expressed concern over the use of taxpayers' money in what they see as an underdeveloped project with little policy direction. Speaking in their words, of course, in your view, does this perhaps need a little bit more thought put into it first?
I'd like to see more planning in the Australian energy market in general, and I'm talking about planning for policy settings. We should not struggle to see when generators are retiring. They schedule that out way in advance and they give full warning to the market. And then I think we need to see a market which provides payments and incentives for people to provide either storage or capacity or ability to respond to crises like we saw in South Australia a couple of times earlier, late last year and earlier this year. So that the market actually provides the right signals to generators, not just about what technology of generator should be built, but where it should be built as well. And a bit of planning around that, not just what could be called knee-jerk reactions, I think is important for the Australian electricity industry. It can be a bit of fun watching a politician slinging match on TV, but it is a serious matter that I think we do need to plan for as a country.
Well, just perhaps as a final point, referring back to that slinging match press conference yesterday, are we still struggling to find a bipartisan approach with this one, or is everybody just still playing politics?
It's pretty clear to me. I think we're struggling, not necessarily a bipartisan approach, but an approach matched across the federal and the state landscape, I think, is what we really need here. And whatever persuasion or side of politics that the different states are on, I think it's important that the federal government sort of stick to its boundaries and where it's allowed to or where it should be setting energy policy, but also for the states to reach an agreement through COAG, which is their policy setting mechanism, and to do that quickly to get the right security we need in the energy market.
Well, Lawrence, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat about what's actually going on behind the headlines at the moment. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
That was Lawrence McIntosh, Senior Research Consultant with the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, discussing with us, well, the Sydney Hydro expansion project and that slinging match. Few barbs slung around by Jay Weatherall and Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg yesterday in what was something of an awkward press conference. What's actually going on at the federal and state levels with energy policy at the moment? You are on The Daily Program with myself,